At a Capitol briefing, Ryan said he could postpone the House August recess if the Senate passes something they could quickly reconcile with legislation the House has passed. The skinny repeal bill is still being hashed out in the Senate. USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The release of a financial disclosure form by new White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci, putting the spotlight back on leaks within the Trump administration.
On Twitter, Scaramucci slammed the leak of his financial disclosure form, calling it a felony. Politico released details of his disclosure form, showing he earned millions of dollars since January 2016 from the investment firm he founded. The Justice Department released a statement saying it agrees with Scaramucci, saying the staggering number of leaks are undermining the ability of our government to function and to protect the country. The statement also quoted Attorney General Jeff Sessions as saying the DOJ will pursue leakers and try to jail them.
Ohio Governor John Kasich says an investigation into the cause of the deadly ride malfunction at the Ohio State Fair will be complete and thorough. Speaking at the fairgrounds today, Kasich added the victims and families will not be forgotten. One person died, seven others were injured yesterday when a row of seats on the Fireball ride broke free. Doctors treating the victims say the injuries are similar to that of a high-speed car accident. USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
A new report says the first episode of the new season of Game of Thrones was the most pirated TV episode ever.
An anti-piracy tech company ran the numbers and found last week's season 7 premiere of the HBO show was illegally downloaded 15 million times in the U.S. That's bad news for HBO, which spends around $6 million on the show per episode. On the other hand, however, it means almost twice as many people are watching than the 16 million that HBO officially reported.
Detractors of Hillary Clinton are having a field day now that she's announced the title of her memoir about the 2016 presidential election.
Hillary Clinton's highly anticipated memoir about the 2016 election is entitled, What Happened? The former Democratic presidential nominee will discuss the role that former FBI Director James Comey in Russia played in her loss to Donald Trump. An excerpt from the book reads, I've often felt I had to be careful in public. Now I'm letting my guard down. The book is a collection of personal essays due to be released in September.
Authorities in Florida say a missing woman with dementia was found by a police dog because she bottled her scent. The Citrus County Sheriff's Office says the anonymous elderly woman was missing from her home in Sugar Mill Woods for about 2 hours Tuesday. Fortunately, she preserved her scent 2 years earlier using a scent preservation kit. The kit involves rubbing a pan on a person's underarm and then sealing it in a sterile jar, giving police dogs a reliable scent. Using the kit, the police dog was able to find the missing woman within minutes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated
Good
care
morning,
for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon
Medical. By providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C, wake-up call, and chamber chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now it is time for the weather. There's a chance of showers with thunderstorms, also possible after 5 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 82. Light southwest wind. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, so bring your umbrella if you're going to be out there.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Wow! I feel nice.
I hope we're all feeling good today. This is Kim Blanda on Healthy Hunterdon. Welcome. We are back. We were here about a month ago, and we loved it so much that we're back this Thursday from 4 to 5. Again, my name is Kim Blanda. I am new to the radio station, so let me give a little introduction to all of you. I am a registered nurse, have been a registered nurse for 20-plus years, and I have been a resident of the county since 2004. I was approached about doing this radio show a couple of months ago by Suzanne Legay, who runs two other shows on the radio station, and she asked me if I would do a show about health in Hunterdon. For those of you who don't know, we are the healthiest county in New Jersey, and there's a reason for that. There's wonderful resources throughout the county, lots of great stuff to do here to keep us healthy, but with all of that in mind, we know we can do better, and we want to stay the healthiest county. So a lot of the topics on the show are things that we can do to create a healthy lifestyle for ourselves. So in the studio today, I have my friend and colleague, Colette Camisa, who really is such an inspiration. And the topic today is really motivation and living a healthy lifestyle. And the reason that I have Colette here is because she is my motivation to stay healthy, and we're going to talk all about that. She's laughing at me. but right now I would like to introduce her because it's an interesting story. Her day job really has nothing to do with health and wellness. She is a finance and accounting person, works with numbers, and but she also has another life outside of accounting and finance, and that's really what she's here to talk about today. And as we talk about this topic of healthy lifestyles and motivation, so I'm going to have Colette introduce herself. Welcome, Colette. Thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you, Kim, and I'm so happy to be here. It's exciting. Nervous, but exciting. So as Kim said, she and I work together, and I am a certified fitness trainer, and I have a specialty certification in corrective exercise, which means I like to work with people after they get out of rehab. A lot of people don't know what to do when they come out of rehab, and they've finished what they're supposed to do, and now they can't go back to what they were doing. So I kind of help them through those baby steps to get back to where they were. So that's my corrective exercise certification. And I am also certified in fitness nutrition. And I am corporate wellness certified, which is where I think Kim and I kind of met with the whole corporate wellness and how do we get people who are in business and sitting at their desk all day, every day to be healthy, because that's not an easy task.
No, it's not. Okay, so as I mentioned before, although your day job is in accounting and finance, tell us a little bit how you ended up being a personal trainer and have all of those fancy certifications that you just told us about.
It's kind of funny, actually. My whole background is accounting and finance. I graduated college with an accounting degree. I've worked for numerous companies in the accounting department, tax department, all that. And I've always struggled with my weight. Up till 4 years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight, minimum 30 pounds overweight all my life. And I tried all of those, all different kinds of exercise classes. And the one thing I can say about exercise itself is that it's forever changing. Like, you know, the hot topic today might be CrossFit, tomorrow it might be spinning, the next day, who knows what. So I think I've tried them all. I've tried every nutrition program. I've tried every exercise program. And I just took one class, and someone in the gym where I was working out said, I think you'd be a great trainer. And I thought, you're out of your mind. That is never happening. No way, no how. And through a series of, oh, can you cover this class for me? And my multiple times of saying no, he finally convinced me, why don't you cover this? I have nobody to do it. So I covered the class, and it was really awesome. I had a really good time. I fed off of the class. The class fed off of me. We had a really, really good time together. And fast forward, I decided, you know, maybe this guy's onto something. Maybe I could be a trainer. So I did go for my certification, and I did teach classes in different gyms for over a year.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it. I did. It was fun.
That's great. I think it's interesting when you bring up that you tried every diet and you tried every exercise routine. I'm guessing there's a lot of listeners listening who have been through the same trials and tribulations.
Oh, my gosh. Every one of them, I'm telling you, you can't name one that I did not try.
Well, what I really want to get down to is the motivational aspect of a healthy lifestyle, because I know personally, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, how you have motivated me personally, but how did you motivate yourself? Because you said there was a time when you weren't at a weight you wanted to be, and maybe you weren't exercising as much. So what do you think it was that made that switch in yourself?
It was actually a person. It was a trainer, and it wasn't a trainer that I know personally that I would go and work out with at the gym. It was one of those DVDs that you pop in at home, because now personally I work out at home. I don't go to a gym. And it was one of those DVDs that I put in, and at the time, yes, I was still 30 pounds overweight, and he said, yes, you can. In the middle of this exercise program, I think I was doing a push-up, and I was like, no, I can't. And then the trainer said, yes, you can, and you can't do it like me, so don't try to do it like me. You shouldn't be able to do it like me, but you can do it like you. And I thought, you know what? That's true. I can't do it like him, and if I could, I'd be on TV. So I did it like I could, and I did a little bit more every day and just took the baby steps to get better.
I love that story. I really do. And and also talking about how, you know, we can be our own worst enemy or we can be our own best advocate. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that in a minute when we get back from our break.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
and your eyes remain stymie when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, and we are back. I wanted to play my theme song again, but I couldn't get it to work. I'm still getting used to all these whistles and dials, and I still have Chris Bianco here as my helper, so if I really get in trouble, he tells me what to do. But welcome back. This is Healthy Hunterdon with Kim Blanda, and I have my guest here, Colette Camisa. We were both kind of laughing that one of the commercials was for ice cream, but at one point during this conversation, we are going to talk about moderation and how we are able to indulge at times on things that, you know, we probably shouldn't be eating every day, but certainly we do enjoy, and we're not giving them up, right, Colette?
No, you have to have them. You have to.
So one of the things, you know, one of our main themes today is motivation. And you talked about what kind of motivated you to get moving and, you know, to live a healthier lifestyle. So with your clients and the people you work with, how do you keep them motivated?
I'm going to just tell you personally what keeps me motivated. And then I'm going to tell you how I kind of bring that forward. I constantly challenge myself. So even though I know how to eat a healthy lifestyle, for instance, I just finished a 21-day cleanse, which was a very specific diet. Now, you can eat healthy. You can also overeat healthy. And then you can do a very specific diet. So I'm forever challenging myself to do things. I'm not a big yoga person, but I challenged myself to do 30 days worth of yoga, which is huge for me because I have the attention span of a gnat. So yoga is really not my thing because I'm just not a calm person. Yeah. So, but with clients, you really need to see, there are two different types of motivation. There's the external motivation and there's internal motivation. So the external motivation are the people who tell you you have to lose weight or you should lose weight. And that sets you up for pitfalls because it brings it back to the, oh, I should and I have to, as opposed to I want to, which is the internal motivation. So when I work with someone, I try to get to the internal motivation. Like, why do you want to do this? It, you know, is it just because your doctor's telling you you should? Or are you getting winded when you're walking up the stairs carrying your laundry? Or are you on the verge of type 2 diabetes and you need to concentrate on your sugars and processed foods? So it might be the external force telling you that you need to, but you need to turn internally to figure out why you want to do this.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm actually thumbing through an article that I printed out today. It was actually from a men's health magazine. But they were saying a lot of the things that you were saying, because when somebody comes into their fitness center and they want to be able to motivate them, they really need to understand why they're there. And initially, some people will say, well, I would say probably most people, you tell me, say, I want to lose weight or I want to get healthier. But that's not really the main reason behind that.
No. No, 90% of the time it's not. Yes, everybody wants to lose weight. Everybody that I have talked to, there's very few people who say, I have to gain weight. You know, God bless them. But I have worked with people like that too. But most of the time it's, I want to lose weight, or I want to, firm up my muscles. But there's something behind that losing weight. Like, well, why do you want to lose weight?
Exactly. And a lot of times it's... maybe they went to their doctor and there's a health issue that's popping up. Mm-hmm. Maybe they recently were diagnosed with high blood pressure, or maybe there was a family member that had an issue, or, you know, usually there is something behind it. Maybe we're getting a little older and we're noticing things aren't working the way they used to.
And there's good reasons to push it too. Like we're talking about all the diabetes and this and that, but I have one client who's going to be a grandma, and she's like, I want to be active with my grandchildren. I don't want to be the grandma who's, you know, only doing the rocking chair thing.
Right.
I want to get out and play.
Exactly. And that is one of my motivations, is I have two children, and I have a mom who is extremely fit. She's amazing. Hi, Mom. She has always really lived a life of moderation. She loves to eat. She enjoys food, but she knows that there has to be a balance between, you know, yes, I'm going to have that ice cream sundae, but guess what? Tomorrow it's going to be salads and, you know, low fat proteins. Yep. And I'm going to make sure I do. She goes to the gym. She's 77 years old. She goes to the gym like 5 days a week. And, you know,
it can be done. So many people are like, they hit a number in their life and they think, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing at this age. No, it's not. Age is a number. And if you stay with your flexibility and eating right, you could do lots at 77.
Absolutely. And it's never too late to start either. My mom was over several months ago, and I put in my exercise routine, and I said to my mom, I said, you know, if you can't, you know, I don't want her hurting herself. Let me tell you, she was planking, like she was beyond. I was like, Mom, aren't you tired? Nah, I do this in my classes too. Squats and planks.
Oh my gosh, good for her. I want to work out with her.
You would like working out with her. She's amazing. But she's made a commitment to herself, and she'll say things like, I want to be there for my grandkids. I want to be there for my kids, and I want to live a quality life. And that's really ultimately what we're talking about today. We're trying to encourage people to make healthier choices, because we want them to have a healthy life and live a healthy lifestyle. I was looking at some statistics for New Jersey today on overweight and the problem of obesity, and I'll share them with the listeners, because I think it's important that we understand why we're talking about this so much and why it's so important, and how many people are actually affected by this. So I have some statistics. These are from the Center for Disease Control, CDC, and according to this, in New Jersey in 2015, 25.6% of adults were obese.
Wow.
And 37, I think this is even the crazier number, 37.8% of adults were overweight. These measures are based on BMI, which is a measure that's kind of standard in the industry, if you will. But those are some big numbers.
Those are big. They are. There's an epidemic out there. There is definitely an epidemic.
Yeah. And I mean, you're talking, these are the people who are having issues with diabetes and other chronic diseases. And I have a couple other statistics that I'll share. Teens were 8.7% of teens. This is a 2013 statistic were obese and 14% were overweight. So these are your, you know, young people that are going to turn into your adults that are in those statistics. But this to me was the most frightening statistic that I read about, and it's the 2014 statistic. These are WIC children. Children on the WIC program get funding for food, like things like food stamps, things like that, age 2 to 4 years old. These are our little and girls. 15.3% of kids on WIC, 2 to 4 years, obese.
Obese. Wow.
And 15.2 overweight. So basically, 15.3 obese. I mean, that is just unacceptable in a country that has the resources that our country has. So I feel like it's, you know, it's important that we educate adults, but that adults are educating their children on a healthy lifestyle and to make good choices right at the start. I mean, these kids are not doing this. The parents are, you know.
And I had said that one time I had taken one of my sons to for his well visit, and I thought he was slightly overweight. And I said to the doctor, you know, what can I do for him? And, oh, by the way, what can I do for his friend? Because, you know, if I'm doing it, why don't, and he's over, why can't I just do for him too? And he said to me, take a look at the friend's parents. You need to see the parents. It's not just a kid. It has to be a family, you know.
A family affair.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is.
I know I've had parents confide in me, especially because I'm a nurse. You know, I don't know what to do because my child, all they want to do is sit in front of the TV, or they don't want to eat vegetables. And
make it a family affair and get out there and go for a walk.
Right. And you kind of want to say, well, who's the parent?
Right,
there?
Exactly.
You know, you can unplug the TV and here's your vegetables. You're not getting up from the table until you
I think sometimes, though, the parents are like, well, if I do that, then I can't read my book, or I can't, you know. So it's got to be a family affair.
True.
Now.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of families out there who are doing it. We have a lot of exercise programs that I have one that I do with pairs, actually. So it's like a father-son or father-daughter, and we throw a ball back and forth. This is simple stuff. This is simple. Get your body moving. This is not going to be, I'm going to the Olympics next year. No.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think you mentioned something before that's worth mentioning again, that it should be fun.
Right.
I mean, this is,
right.
It doesn't have to be 4 hours in the gym, you know,
no.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about, exercise and the quantity of exercise, the quality, what is exercise,
sure.
You know, in your opinion?
Everybody has a different goal, and it depends on what their goal is, what type of exercise program they'll do. Of course, if you want to build strength, you're going to do more weight training. Most people want to lose weight, so they're going to do more cardio. And right away, everybody thinks, oh, let's go to the treadmill, let's go to a CrossFit program or whatever. And they're all great programs, but if you don't love what you're doing, you're not going to continue it, and you're setting yourself up for failure. So I always tell people, like, find something you like, and that might change. Don't think you're going to say, I like walking today, and maybe tomorrow you're going to hate it. So, you know, when you go to the gym tomorrow, get on the bike or get on the stepper or get, you know, try something new. I encourage people to try everything, because something might just spark you, and that'll keep you going. And like I said before, I have the attention span of a gnat, so I'm constantly doing something different because I can't stand to do the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that, at least from what I've seen, you really incorporate that healthy lifestyle throughout your day. I know that I mentioned before that we were colleagues, and you never know what's going to happen when Colette comes for a meeting, because you will probably be taking a walk.
Oh, because
at
I
a
can't
minimum.
Sit still. When these meetings go on for an hour, you can see Colette starts to fidget. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, yes, I'm one of those people who is like, okay, 45 minutes, an hour's up. Let's get up and walk. And I do that. I tend to do that in my office as well.
Yeah.
Because as Kim mentioned, I'm accounting, and I sit there and I fight with the numbers until they balance. And yesterday, actually, I got up off my desk and I walked down the hall and I said to my boss, I'm going for a walk. And she goes, are you okay? I said, no, nothing is balancing today and I need to go clear my head. So I walked around the building once, I came back, and everything balanced within a half an hour. So sometimes to take that step away, You know, it's not all about exercise. It's about clearing your head, too.
Yeah, that is very true. Absolutely. So when we talk about exercise, sometimes people are confused. You know, you read all kinds of different articles about how much exercise you should be getting. And I looked at the CDC, what their suggestions were for the amount of exercise per day or in a week. And the minimum, so I say this is the minimum suggestion, is 2.5 hours. This is for an adult. 2.5 hours per week, which is 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise, mm-hmm. plus 2 or more days per week of strength training.
Okay, let's talk about, can we talk about that 150 minutes
yes.
first?
Yes, we can.
All right, so that is, so if you break that up, I'm the accountant here, I should be able to divide that quickly. But what is that, 30 minutes a day?
I think it's about 30 minutes
right?
a day.
30 minutes right. a day for 5 days a week. So people stress out immediately when I say, okay, you have to do 30 minutes of exercise today. Oh my God, first of all, I don't have the time. Second of all, I can't do 30 minutes. I'll die. You know, I'll need the oxygen tank next to me. Well, you don't need to do 30 minutes straight through. You can take 10 minutes, three 10-minute exercise sessions, which is probably actually better for your body if you're just starting out anyway. So go for that 10-minute walk at lunchtime. If you get a half-hour lunch or, you know, some, I think the hour lunches have gone by the wayside these days. But so if you get a half-hour lunch, whatever you get, take 10 minutes to take a walk. It's not going to take you that full time to eat. So take a walk then. Take a walk in the morning. Take a walk when you go home. And it's really good for your body, too, to loosen up your muscles and loosen up your joints. So people stress out with that 30 minutes. Don't stress out. Break it up.
Yeah, I know that I said before that I was going to mention how you motivated me to start exercising. So maybe I'll talk about that now because mine is
yeah,
the
tell
30
me.
Minutes. Well, first of all, I think one of the things that really helped with me and you getting me to start exercising regularly, you know, I was one of those people that, I mean, I'm in general good health. I eat fairly well. But I really wanted to make more of a commitment to regular exercise because I would exercise for, you know, a month. And then I was like, oh, you know, I don't have time for that. I'm a busy mom. I work, kids, house, blah, blah, blah. I had all excuses. We're going to talk about excuses in a minute. But then when I met you, what I really liked was, first of all, that you were a real person and you still eat burgers and you still have...
I'm not supposed to tell anybody that. No, I'm kidding.
And you still, like, have a drink on the weekend. And I was like, oh, I like this girl because she's, like, a real person. I mean, we're laughing, but the reality is that people want to be real people.
Yes.
You know, they don't yep. want somebody to say you can never have a donut, you know, or a, you know, a glass of wine or something. So that was one thing that kind of motivated me because I was like, okay, she's in the real world here. But the other thing was that you introduced me to a program where, the particular exercises that I do are generally around 30 minutes. And I kind of got in my head, and a lot of it is mental, that I think I can dedicate 30 minutes a day to exercise. So, do I move during the day? Yeah, I try to, but I always try to do the 30 minutes of, you know, continuous exercise. I do mine in the morning or else it doesn't happen. But, for some reason for me, that kind of stuck and I could work with that. So, you know, I always kind of thought more it had to be an hour or, you know, no. 45 minutes to an hour. And I just, in my head, and again, it's just my
issue.
That I couldn't commit to that. But 30 minutes, I'm like, okay, I could commit to that. So can you speak a little bit to how people get things in their head and
well,
how our mental...
The mental thing. That's huge. So going back to my motivation and the trainer who said, yes, you can, mm-hmm. What motivates me every day to keep it going is I want to pay it forward. And by doing that, I want to help other people realize that they too can do what I've done. I'm not here to tell you that Kim's going to be a personal trainer next year. She may not be, but what she did was take a step to say, I can exercise, which is huge, or I can eat right or plan my meals. And that's what motivates me. personally, is to keep paying it forward and making people believe that, yes, they can. And every day I post an inspirational thing on my Facebook page. It's a simple little thing to get myself started in the day on the right foot. And I have a lot of people who comment on it and say, hey, thanks for posting that. You know, I never thought of that. That's really it in the mental thing. You've got to be in a positive state. And those who really know me know that that's a hard place for me to be sometimes. Because remember, this is a new lifestyle as of 4 years ago. Prior to that, I overate and all that other stuff because I had a bad day at work or the kids were cranky or whatever. Mm-hmm. I turned to food. So there is a way to change that. But it does take time and it is all mental.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. There's also an inspirational, I call it my mantra, but I believe you are the one that introduced this to me.
Oh.
And I have it hanging on my refrigerator, and I think I might have it in my office too, but it's just constantly on my mind, which is do something today that your future self will thank you for. And that is something, you know, I think motivation is very individual for mm-hmm. each person. But that's something that kind of reminds me of my mom and the fact that I don't want to be, you know, I'm sort of at the midlife. I won't say how old I am. But I don't want to be 10 or 20 years from now and have a doctor said to me, well, you know what, if you just would have, you know.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that position. If I, you know, if something happens, it's going to happen. But I don't want to contribute to that, or I want to help to prevent that.
Inspirational quotes are a big, big thing with me. I have them hanging all over my house. I have them in my workout area. People think that once you become a personal trainer, the switch goes off and you love to exercise and you always eat right and you never, ever cheat. I'm here to tell you that is wrong, wrong, wrong. Do I like to work out? I like to work out because I know how I feel at the end of it. But believe me, when I'm flat on the floor and I'm done, I'm so excited it's over, just like everybody else out there. When I'm going through it, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But the motivational, inspirational quotes that I see that keep me going, I mean, that's what gets me up. That's what gets me out there. So you have to use those. One of my favorite is, and I use with almost every client because, and it can be put to anything in life, is a goal without a plan is only a wish. So you can wish all you want. You can say, I have these goals, but unless you sit down and actually make yourself a plan, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And something else I wanted to bring up that I know you share this philosophy as well, is that small changes can have a really big impact on someone's health. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You can't just jump into something and say, okay, I'm going to do this all out, no holes barred. And there are a few people that can do that, and kudos to them. But I have the philosophy of let's take baby steps. Let's change one thing this week. Maybe you're going to drink an extra bottle of water every day this week because you don't drink that much water and you should. So let's get over that hurdle. And then next week, let's take sugar out of your diet 3 days a week. We don't want to do it all at once. My philosophy is don't do it all at once, because what's going to happen is you're going to crave it. You're going to want it more. And we're always talking about taking things away. Let's put something in, like let's try to eat an extra vegetable this week, or let's try to eat a piece of fruit that you've never had before. Mm-hmm. Try something new. So many people have never had a mango. Oh my gosh, they're delicious. You know? So I am all about taking those baby steps and building on them. You know, just because you did the water this week, don't let it go next week. Now you have to build on it. And, you know, it takes time, but over time you will succeed.
Right. And I really don't like the word diet.
I hate that word.
Yeah. It's a pet peeve of mine. Every time, during my life, anytime I told myself that I was going on a diet, I would gain weight.
Yep.
Because the minute I said the word, I was depriving myself. I could have just eaten, but I would be deprived in some way.
There was one great cartoon one time with Garfield, you know, the cat?
Yes.
And he said, I'll never go on a diet because diet is the word die with a T. And I thought, that's pretty darn good. I like that.
And nobody wants to do that.
Right, right.
that's pretty but funny. No, but I think that, again, goes back to the whole mental thing. Like, a diet is not going to help. It's a lifestyle change.
Yes, it has to be a lifestyle change.
Right. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to go on a diet, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, and then I'm done.
Right.
Because you're just going to gain it back.
Mm-hmm.
And the small changes that you just talked about, like adding water, or adding a vegetable, or trying a new fruit, those are things that are simple mm-hmm. that probably most people could incorporate into their day. And I think it also makes people feel like they're making progress, you know, if they can make these small changes. And if you make enough small changes, that's going to have a really...
You'll see the big change.
It's going to have a really big impact. I saw an article recently about soda. And I know you and I both, you know, have a thing about soda. Although I will admit that occasionally I do like a Coca-Cola. I will admit that. A nice cold one over ice. But... you know, the article was talking about that if someone who regularly drinks soda gave up that soda over the course of a year, they would lose 25 pounds without even doing anything else.
Wow.
And that's pretty dramatic, you know, to me, a small change. I guess if you're drinking it all day mm-hmm. long, then, you know, that would be harder. But that's a small change that, or maybe you just half, mm-hmm. you know, half of what you used to. Yeah. So that was another reason why I found, you know, your philosophies to be more realistic, because it was small changes that, you know, I myself said, all right, I could get up in the morning and drink a glass of lemon water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could do that.
Right.
Let me start with that. So, so it's good stuff. So talking about soda, let me look at my time here. Okay. We have a couple more minutes. So we have to take a break. This is something that Colette and I have been working with the food pantries.
Mm-hmm.
And we are both members of the Partnership for Health, which I talked about on my first show, is an organization of about 60 different multi-sector organizations throughout Hunterdon County who come together for the common purpose of trying to get county residents to be healthier and create a culture of health in Hunterdon County. And Colette chairs one of our action teams, which is a healthy lifestyle action team. And we have been encouraging food pantries to not include soda in their pantries and candy, because basically there's no nutritional value. But I found this interesting article on a fact sheet about soda, and it was really quite interesting. Because they talked about how the sizes of soda have changed over
life
the years.
Life is supersized now.
Yes. Apparently, when Coca-Cola first came out, it was 6.5 ounces.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
If you think about that, it's probably those glass Coke bottles.
Right.
I don't know for sure, but I'm envisioning.
6.5 ounces versus, 32-ounce Big Gulp or something now?
Yeah. Well, I know where's the calories? They had in here somewhere. Oh, here's an interesting tidbit. Sugary drinks, including soda, energy drinks, sports drinks, are the top calorie source in teens' diets.
Wow.
226 calories per day, beating out pizza.
Holy moly.
How can soda beat out pizza with teens?
Jeez.
But, you know, that's a lot of calories, and that's 226 calories, that's probably only one or two sodas, I would guess. But they said some of the fountain drinks, the 64-ounce fountain drinks that maybe you get at the local whatever convenience store, can be up to 700 calories. 700 calories.
I have a cute, quick story. I had a client who was exercising like unbelievably. He was awesome. He was swore up one side, down the other, that he was eating right. I had him write everything down, showed me everything. Everything was perfect. I said, something's going wrong. What could it be? Well, I drink coffee twice a day. Okay, that's not a big deal. what kind of coffee do you drink? Oh, well, I like the caramel macchiato with the, I said, you've got to be kidding me. So when we looked at it, they were each like 650 calories and he was drinking two a day.
Oh,
so
my
he was
gosh.
Drinking like, you know, almost half his calories.
Oh my gosh. That's
just
insane.
In the two drinks.
All right. We'll leave you with that as we go to break.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I just heard I'm going to be fired for pressing the wrong button. All right. Well, hopefully they won't fire me. It's only my second show. All right. Well, we are back. This is Healthy Hunterdon, Kim Blanda, and my guest, Colette Camisa. The show today is about motivation and really about creating a culture of health and a healthy lifestyle in your own home, in your office, wherever you go. So welcome back, Colette.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So before the break, we were talking about the Partnership for Health, which is a coalition in Hunterdon County that works on initiatives that are trying to, the goal really, is to bring people to a healthier weight. And one of the action teams is the Healthy Lifestyle Group, which you chair.
Yes.
So can you tell the listeners a little bit about some of the initiatives that that action team is involved in?
Sure. My action team has three different parts. We have the schools, we have the pantries, and we have the Healthy Hunterdon workforce. So in the workforce, we have started an initiative where we have a quarterly breakfast meeting of businesses that participate in our initiative. And we run different challenges through these businesses. Right now, we're doing a month-long challenge of July. I had given all the businesses a calendar, and if they complete the event on each day, and it could be something as simple as giving your coworker a compliment, You get a smiley face on that day. And then we're going to add up all the smiley faces of each business and compare business to business. So it's kind of cool. We're competing business to business now. We've had many different changes, simple things as far as getting rid of, bagels in the morning for morning meetings. We now have fruit added to it. We started by adding the fruit as an option, and now we've suggested now that you've had the fruit, let's get rid of the bagels, or let's get the small bagels, because there are mini bagels as opposed to the big bagels. So we've started different initiatives within the businesses, to get up and go for walking meetings or something else, that all suggestions that we've come up with, and many of the businesses have taken part in it, and we've had many success stories. One lady I know personally lost 70 pounds just by participating in the Healthy 100 and Workforce. And what's great about that is that what they're learning through this, they are taking home with them. So not only are the businesses getting healthier, but it's also expanding into their personal families because they're learning more and they're passing that information on.
Right.
So that's a lot of fun. And we had a healthy 100 and walk that was by the American Heart Association, where we had, I forget, what did we have, 50 or 60 participants that walked Main Street in April for National Walking Day. So it's kind of cool that we all get together and we all can share stories and participate in things like that.
Yeah, I think that is a lot of fun. And I think, like you said, when people can take that information home with them.
Pay it forward.
Yep.
So that's one part. Another part is schools. We are trying to do more work in the schools to get healthier activities, even in the morning care or the aftercare programs. We've been talking about that. We've been talking about food that is served and what's being eaten and what's not being eaten and how can we make that better and actually offer more healthy choices to the kids. Lastly, we have the food pantry group where we're trying, like you said before, that with the soda and the candy, we've taken that out of the food pantries. We're trying to bring in more healthy foods, fresh fruits and vegetables from the farmers. We're doing educational programs because a lot of people don't know what kale is or how to cook it. Mm-hmm. So we will have someone at the pantry showing the people what to do with it. And we also did one thing which was great. We've not only giving the food out, but we want to make changes sustainable. So we've decided, Kim and I actually potted tomato plants, and we gave out tomato plants that were donated to us, and we potted some and handed them out, and we're following up with everyone to find out how their tomato plant is doing. And so it's teaching people sustainability, teaching them how to grow their own food. One place in Frenchtown has a community garden that everyone participates in. So we're also talking about doing that in the schools as well. So there's a lot of good stuff going on.
There is a lot of good stuff going on, and hopefully the community will join in and help us in a lot of these initiatives.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you brought up healthier donations to the food pantry, so I thought I would give a little plug in that regard because, it's interesting the things that people donate to the food pantry. And I know I probably am guilty of this as well. Years ago, you buy the 10 boxes of mac and cheese and that's what you're donating to the food pantry.
Right.
When in reality, my family doesn't eat 10 boxes of,
of
mac and cheese. If my daughter's listening, she's the mac and cheese eater in our house. Shout out to Ashley. But so we put together a list of healthier options to donate to the food pantry. Things like canned tuna, canned chicken, things like whole wheat pasta, things that are lower in sodium or lower in sugar or lower in fat. Things that we would probably buy for our own family and provide those to the food pantry.
Right.
Obviously shelf-stable things are easier to store at the food pantries, but healthier low sugar cereals.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing too that I've learned so much in chairing this group, the food pantry doesn't necessarily need the big vat of peanut butter because everybody thinks, oh, let's buy big and let's donate a lot. And we have seniors out there and they need the individual, because the big vat of peanut butter, they're never going to finish that,
right.
Or something will go bad. So the individual applesauces are great to donate as well. So it's really an educational process, and that's what we're doing also with that group, is trying to educate the population, you know, the communities about the food pantry and what's needed and
right,
things like that.
You bring up a really good point, because if you think about it, a lot of the people using the food pantry are families who have to make lunches for mm-hmm. their children. So those individual sizes are great. And then the other thing I didn't know that the food pantry needs is can openers, because
yeah.
apparently there are people who may be temporarily homeless, mm-hmm. Living in hotels, and they need can openers in order to, you know, open up the food. So.
Right.
That if you want to donate can openers, those are always in need.
Unbelievable learning experience.
Yeah, very cool.
That committee.
Very cool. We only have a few minutes left, believe it or not. And I know that you asked me specifically to get to my no excuses. So when talking about healthy lifestyle, we all have excuses, don't we?
We do. We do. Me included. You know, that alarm goes off in the morning and you're thinking, oh, this bed just feels so comfortable. Actually, that was me this morning. It was really tough to get out of bed this morning. But everybody has excuses, and you have to acknowledge them. You do. You just have to say, I have excuses. And you know you have them as well as everybody else. But you need to step beyond those excuses in order to get anywhere. And you need to change even down to the littlest thing. For instance, I had a client who said, I'm going to this big barbecue and they're going to have all this food. Okay, so what's your excuse? Yeah. So why can't you stick to your plan? What's the excuse? Well, they're going to have all this food. How am I going to handle that? I said, well, when somebody offers you something, you have to change your language as well. You have to think about what you're saying. Instead of saying, well, oh, I can't have that because then woe is me, you say, no, thank you. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. That puts the power back in your hands. The no excuses thing is you have to take the power back to yourself. So if you don't want it and you're changing your lifestyle, say no thank you and be done with it. And as much as they try to push and push, you say, I don't want it. Don't go back to that word can't, because then, again, it's woe is me. Oh, I can't have it. I can't have it for what? You can't have it for 4 weeks while you're on this diet? We talked about that. This isn't a diet. This is no. And the other thing that Kim wanted me to talk about was moderation. About the ice cream. We have to have the occasional ice cream. Mm-hmm. You have to. But it has to go into your plan. And
yep.
that's my biggest teacher takeaway, is that you need it. I need it. But you need to do it in moderation. And you need to do it only occasionally, not every day of the week.
Right, right. That's a really good point. And that is our last point, as
wow.
we are running out of time, believe it or not. So thank you so much
You're
for coming
welcome.
On the show today. We're hoping that we motivated the listeners to get started and having a better, healthy lifestyle.
Baby steps.
That's right, baby steps. So have a great week.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We will work through the implementation guidance when we get it, and then we'll move from there.
Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley talking about President Trump's announcement on Twitter that transgenders will no longer be allowed to serve in the military. He said when orders officially come down through the chain of command from the commander-in-chief, the changes will be made. He said the president didn't notify him directly of the change, said he heard about it on social media.
The president didn't say, hey, Mark, I'm doing this. No, he didn't do that. But nor would I expect him to do, nor is there any kind of requirement to do that. I started the news.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's waiting for the dust to settle before commenting on any GOP health care plan coming out of the Senate. He pointed to the fact that many amendments are still yet to be debated.
They're about to go into their votorama, which is all of these amendments. It is anybody's guess what they come out with.
Ryan said he hopes whatever the Senate comes up with is easily reconciled with the previously passed House bill. USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye.